not just that every day more of our life is used up and less of it is left, but this too. If we live longer, can we be sure our mind will still be up to understanding the world, to the contemplation that aims at divine and human knowledge? If our mind starts to wander, we'll still go on breathing, go on eating, imagining things, feeling urges, and so on. But getting the most out of ourselves, calculating where the duty lies, analyzing what we hear and see, deciding whether it's time to call it quits, all the things you need a healthy mind for, all those are gone. So we need to hurry. Not just because we move daily closer to death, but also because our understanding, our grasp of the world, may be gone before we get there. We should remember that even nature's inadvertence has its own charm, its own attractiveness, the way loaves of bread split open on top in the oven. The ridges are just byproducts of the baking and yet pleasing somehow. They arouse our appetite without our knowing why, or how ripe figs begin to burst, and olives on the point of falling. The shadow of decay gives them a peculiar beauty. Stalks of wheat bending under their own weight, the furrowed brow of the lion, flecks of foam on the boar's mouth, and other things. If you look at them in isolation, there's nothing beautiful about them, and yet by supplementing nature, they enrich it and draw us in.